Live from historic Merchants Park in Carroll, welcome to Kick 106.7's high school baseball coverage. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Thanks for joining me for tonight's matchup featuring your 2-7 Carroll Tigers and the 2-8 Newell Fonda Mustangs. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Carroll's had some time off with no game since last Thursday. They dropped a road game that night at Denison Schleswig 6-1. They've lost two straight, including last Wednesday's 4-0 loss at Gilbert as well. They come in 0-4 in the Raccoon River Conference. It's non-conference action tonight. They welcome Newell Fonda to town, and the Mustangs have dropped three in a row, including last night dropping a conference game at home to Emmitsburg 6-0. They are 2-1 in their conference, the Twin Lakes. 3A Carroll and 1A Newell Fonda face off for the first time tonight. Carroll is a little shorthanded with several guys making their first starts of the season. More on that shortly. We'll check out our starting lineups and more when our Mackey Motors pregame show returns after this on Kick 106.7 and at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Our pregame show is brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Good to have you along for this one. Non-conference baseball, a pair of two-win teams, Newell Fonda and Carroll, about to square off here on Kick 106.7. As we come to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. 90 degrees, clouds are filling in, south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. It's humid, there's a heat index value near 100, just shy at 97. If you're a power hitter here at Scott Parcher Field today, that 326 in left field looks really, really enticing. You'll have a tailwind from home plate to left field. You've got the humidity. The ball sails a little further in the humidity. The wind at its back. Both teams this season have no home runs. It's as good a day of any, or as any, to break the ofer and get one over the fence. But we'll see if either team can capitalize on the weather conditions. Old Glory in center field dancing straight out toward left field. Straight away in center field. Mustangs 2-8 led by head coach Justin Malone. Josh Lucan, the second year head coach of the Tigers. They are 2-7 as they prepare to play in baseball for the first time. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight, and we will begin with the batting order for Newell Fonda. We'll see them first here in the top of the first inning. And they'll lead off with a freshman third baseman, Andrew Greenfield, batting second. Jackson Belcock, a junior, out in center field. Carver Brown, second freshman, going in the first three. He'll bat third, the DH. Batting fourth, left fielder, the sophomore, Thomas Mercer, will try to clean things up. Trevor Tauber, a senior at short, he'll bat fifth. Batting in the sixth slot, it'll be Bentley Jewell, a freshman, playing at second base. Liam Golly, a junior, out in right field, goes seventh. Batting eighth, Kellen Meyer, a junior, the first baseman. And the catcher tonight, a sophomore, Ian Harrer. You've got the DH, Carver Brown, batting in the third slot for the pitcher this evening, junior Lincoln Golly. And for the Carroll Tigers, they'll be led off tonight by shortstop Nolan Stitz. That sophomore followed by a senior, Carson Tedrow, a second baseman. He'll bat second. Batting third, Talon Crandall, the junior at first. The pitcher tonight for the Carroll Tigers, batting in the four slot, it'll be Trey Tassel. Batting fifth, Miles Blummel, a junior out in right field. Your center fielder bats sixth, Willis Overmull, a sophomore. And then you get to the bottom of the order. You've got a pair of sophomores and a junior with a combined zero at-bats this season, all getting the start today as they are shorthanded, including Chase Schaible, who went down with a line drive to the eye last week, so he is out for a little while recovering from that injury, also without a few other usual starters tonight. But your 7-8-9 hitters for Carroll this evening, sophomore Alex Powell, he'll play at third base, called up from JV today. Colin Tedrow, a sophomore catcher, he'll bat eighth, and the DH in the nine slot, junior Sam Friel, batting in place of the left fielder, sophomore Taylen Weiss. And those are your starters for Justin Malone's Newell Fonda Mustangs and Josh Lukens' Carroll Tigers. And our pregame show is brought to you on this breezy Tuesday evening by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. On the hill tonight, it'll be senior Trey Tassel for Carroll. He has an 0-2 record. He'll make his third start of the season. He comes in with an ERA of 4.32. And on the other side, Newell Fonda's junior pitcher, Lincoln Golly, also an 0-2 record, making his third start of the year. Doesn't have a ton of innings pitched. Golly has only pitched 7 2/3. So if you have a rough outing in there, that can boost your ERA, which he has a boosted ERA of 14.61. That is Lincoln Golly. We've got some time here. Let's dive in a little bit more to our starting pitchers. We will see Trey Tassel on the hill. He's pitched just over 11 innings this year, giving up 10 hits, 15 runs allowed, 7 were earned, and a 12-8 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Has hit one batter this year. And for Lincoln Golly, with that 14-plus ERA in 7-plus innings, he's given up 12 hits, 18 runs allowed, 16 were earned, and he struck out 5 compared to 12 walks and has hit 7 batters. So Carroll will get to face Lincoln Golly, who has had his share of struggles in his first 3 games played and 2 starts. He'll get the nod here this evening for this non-conference showdown between 2-8 Newell Fonda and 2-7 Carroll. We'll pause for the national anthem, and we will return to Merchants Park. We should get this one started a few minutes before 7 o'clock tonight. Although the clock out on top of the Merchants Park scoreboard shows 6:32 right now. We're off by about 21 minutes there. But you're listening to Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City, Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks, coming to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. We've taken a look at our pitchers for the matchup. Let's take a look at our first few batters for each team while we've still got some time here as the starting lineups are being announced here at Merchants Park. Newell Fonda will go first in the top half of the first. It'll be freshman Andrew Greenfield hitting .391 this season. And of his 9 hits, 4 were doubles and 1 was a triple. So his 15 total bases, that is a team high, and that OPS of 1.116 is best on the team as well. Batting second, we'll see a junior, Jackson Belcock, hitting .444 with 8 hits on the year, including a double. He scored 4 runs himself, does not have any RBIs. And then Carver Brown, he is the DH in the 3 slot, a .154 hitter. A couple hits for him this year. Those are your first 3 hitters for Newell Fonda. And for Carroll, it'll be Nolan Stitz, Carson Tedrow, and Talon Crandall. Nolan Stitz with a couple hits in his 21 at-bats. His BA is just under .1. He does have 4 RBIs this year. Carson Tedrow batting in the 2 slot. A .143 hitter with a couple hits and a couple runs this year. Then you get to Talon Crandall. The junior is a .217 hitter with 5 hits on the year, 5 runs, and a pair of RBIs. Let's look at the teams themselves and see how they shake out. Runs per game, Carroll with a slight edge, 3.1 to 2.9 per game. And when it comes to batting stats, Carroll does have the edge in all of these categories, averaging over 5 hits a game compared to just over 4 for Newell Fonda. Both teams in the 1.5 range, 1.5 range for RBIs per game. But both teams have struggled hitting the ball to begin this season, and Carroll is without 3 starting hitters. So they've got some youngsters getting some game time and starting experience this evening. Pitching. Carroll has struggled with pitching so far this year, but they get to face a team that has struggled more. Carroll giving up 7 runs a game, Newell Fonda 10.5 per game. And when you look at earned runs, Carroll's giving up 5 per game, Newell Fonda 9.9. As a team, Carroll's ERA is 5.8. They get to face Newell Fonda's 12.2 ERA. So there you go. Can Carroll take advantage of some pitching struggles from Newell Fonda and break this 2-game losing streak? They won their season opener. Here tonight. We'll pause for the national anthem. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show on Kick 106.7.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years, with insurance specifically over the past 5 years. We've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call, and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
We're back at Merchants Park, home of Scott Parcher Field here in Carroll on Kick 106.7. I am Nick Brinks. It's good to have you along for my live coverage with the CB Sports Network, coming to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your nickel? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll. They'll take care of you. Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. And in our post-game show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Boy, is there a better day to go get a concrete mixer than today? I don't think so. With 90, the temp, the real feel around 97, might be a two-concrete mixer kind of night. Culver's celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I tell you who I'm jealous of. That's everybody over at the Carroll Aquatic Center. Beautiful day. Not only to be at the pool, but a beautiful day to be at the ballpark, because every day is a good day when you're at the ballpark, especially Merchants Park here in Carroll. What a gem we have. It'll be the Newell Fonda Mustangs and the Carroll Tigers squaring off on Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, and on the hill for the Carroll Tigers, getting the start this evening. It'll be his third of the year. It is Trey Tassel, the senior. He has an 0-2 record. And he'll get to face Andrew Greenfield first. We should be getting this one started right on time at 7 o'clock. Carroll a little shorthanded tonight. They've got an injury, and they've got a few other guys that are out for one game. They'll be back in their next game. They're back at home tomorrow. Carroll will host Bondurant Farrar. Jeff Blankman will have that coverage over on our sister station of 93.7 KKRL. But at 7 o'clock, Trey Tassel preparing to warm up, and the lefties' first pitch on its way to the inside with our umpire letting it sail past for ball one. Our first base umpire today, the one and only, our good friend, Todd Danner. Tassel's second pitch. This one is in the dirt as the breeze continues out of the south at 90 degrees and 15 to 25, that south wind. Tassel's 2-0 on the way to Andrew Greenfield. This is to the inside again. Falls out of Colin Tedrow's glove. He's playing catcher this evening. And now three pitches in for Tassel. Greenfield, a 391 hitter with five extra base hits this year, and he'll take an inside corner strike. He thought about taking the four-pitch walk. He was committed to not swinging at anything. And it's in there for a strike from Tassel, looking for his 13th strikeout of the year. It won't come here. Diving play from shortstop. Nolan Stitt, the sophomore, has to fix the hat on his head as he gets up, but that lands in the glove. A diving effort from the sophomore Stitz, and Greenfield lines out to short for the first out of the game. And that brings us to the junior center fielder, Jackson Belcock. The righty gets to face the lefty Tassel, and there is a swinging drop strike for Mr. Jackson Belcock. 444 hitter this year. He has played in all 10 of their games so far. Leads the team with that batting average and seven hits, a team high, the 0-1. Straight across the plate, but high, and Tedrow out of his stance to pull down the ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on, just underway here as the Newell Fonda Mustangs and the Carroll Tigers are at it at Merchants Park. Strike two across the plate on a curve from Tassel. Live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight at Merchants Park, I'm Nick Brinks. Good to have you along for this first ever showdown between the 1A Mustangs and the 3A Tigers. Tedrow behind home plate calls it out. Ground ball to short, and it's a quick toss. Belcock is out at first. Stitz to Crandall. 6-3 put out. Couple outs by Stitz at short, and that'll bring us to the DH. The freshman in the three slot, Carver Brown, with nobody on and a pair of outs here at Merchants Park in the early going. Lights are on plenty early. We've got over an hour of daylight yet, almost 90 to 105 minutes, I'd say, but we are getting ahead of the game. It has definitely clouded over since I showed up about an hour ago, though, as Tassel's pitch to Carver Brown is fouled away to Mr. Danner, the umpire at first, and now one of the assistant coaches for Newell Fonda out of that first base dugout will chase down that foul ball. An 0-1 count, and Tassel's pitch fouled away into the net behind home plate. And a back-to-back foul ball look here with an 0-2 count with two outs. Tassel trying to get out of this damage without a base runner. Brown, a 154 hitter. He's got two hits this year and scored a couple runs. It was across the plate, but it dropped too far at the end. And Tassel's ball in to make it a 1-2. 1-2 count. Top of the first inning, no score. Newell Fonda swings and fouls it into the dirt at home plate. Count remains 1-2. If Carver Brown reaches, that'll bring us to the sophomore left fielder, Thomas Mercer, a 375 hitter. Does have four RBIs this year. Tied for a team high. One for the one ball, two strike count, outside corner, and he gets him looking. Tassel strikes out his first batter of the night, and that'll take us through a three-up, three-down inning at the top half of the first. Up next, Nolan Stitz will bat for the Carroll Tigers, followed by Carson Tedrow and Talon Crandall back in a minute on Kick 106.7.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference, on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor in. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
Live from Merchants Park in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Motor Inn of Carroll together, let's drive. I'm Nick Brinks. We get to see Carroll bat for the first time. Bottom of the first about to begin, still scoreless. And it'll be Nolan Stitz, Carson Tedrow, and Talon Crandall. First three all coming through the lineup here for the Carroll Tigers. And they'll be led off by the sophomore. He's already got a dirty jersey from that diving play at short for the first out of the game, catching a low line drive. Carroll in the black uniform tops, orange sleeves, numbers, and Tigers along the chest, white pants with a black pinstripe down the side. Mustangs in blue jerseys, white pants, Mustangs, and the numbers in white on the jerseys. First pitch misses from Lincoln Golly down low for ball one. Nolan Stitz, a couple hits this year, struggled batting so far, but he moves up to the top of the order and takes this pitch well upstairs for a 2-0 count. Golly has walked more than he has struck out this year, 12 walks to 5 strikeouts. He has pitched just under 8 innings this season, and he makes his third start of the year today. 3 pitches, this one upstairs as well. And the count runs to 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning on kick 106-7. Stitz, Tedrow, Crandall. And now the righty, facing righty, outside corner, drops in for a strike. 3 balls, 1 strike now from the junior as he faces Nolan Stitz. Couple hits versus 8 strikeouts for Stitz this year. And he'll ground one off to third, picked up by the freshman Greenfield. And his low throw is hauled in by Kellen Meyer for a quick 5-3 putout. And Nolan Stitz is sent packing back to that third base dugout where Coach Lucan is patrolling third base. Carson Tedrow up next after the ground out from Stitz. And the senior second baseman will bat here in the two slot. A 143 hitter, a couple hits for him this year. He's been walked 8 times, though. So as the fans would say, he's got a good eye. And he's got a good eye here. This pitch misses to the outside. Tedrow with a 1-0 count facing Golly. Tedrow, 2 runs scored this year. Both of his hits were singles. And he'll take this on the inside corner for a strike. Up in the zone. 1-1 the count with an out here at Merchants Park. Live from Scott Parcher Field. Golly checks his catcher, Hare, for the call, and a chopper's fouled off to Coach Lucan. And he runs that one down just in front of the dugout. And they've already got a new ball out for Golly. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Tedrow after that foul. And Tedrow will look for his third hit of the year, try to avoid his 7th strikeout. Across the plate, and it curves through for strike 3. Tedrow goes down. 2 up, 2 down now for the Carroll Tigers. Newell Fonda went scoreless in the top of the first. They went 3 up, 3 down. No hits, nobody on. Carroll trying to avoid the same fate where Talon Crandall has a chance to stop that here. The junior first baseman in the 3 slot. Hitting 217 this year. The grounder takes a big hop to third. Greenfield rifles one to first. And Meyer hauls in the second 5-3 putout of the inning. The first and the third outs split by the strike. Both teams go 3 up, 3 down, and we go to the second inning, a scoreless first here at Merchants Park with Newell Fonda batting next.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
We begin the second inning here on Kick 106.7 with Trey Tassel pitching and a swinging strike to the sophomore Thomas Mercer out in left field tonight for the 2-8 Newell Fonda Mustangs. The sophomore is hitting .375 this year, batting in the cleanup spot but leading off this second inning. And now the ball evens up the count 1-1. Nine hits for Mercer this year. And he takes a swinging strike here. Mercer's nine hits is going to become 10 here as he sends one to short center field, and Willis Overmull will have to pluck that one out of the grass. Mercer with a leadoff single here in the second inning. And it'll bring us to Trevor Tauber, the senior shortstop. He'll bat here in the five slot. We've got our first base runner of the night. And it comes for Newell Fonda in the top of the first. After the first hit allowed by Tassel. Tauber, a 125 hitter. Three hits, three runs, three RBIs. That's easy enough. And he'll pop this one up behind first base. Chasing it into foul territory. Talon Crandall makes the catch. Tauber goes down on a pop-up, and that brings us to freshman Bentley Jewell. Second baseman for the Newell Fonda Mustangs is up next, a 182 hitter. He's played in all but one of their games with a couple hits and one run scored this year. Tassel on the hill, the left-hander, in the dirt, and he can't find it behind home plate. Tedro, base runner, will move on. That is Mercer now down to second. On the pass ball, and now time called. Tedro and Tassel will have a talk in between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Now they go their separate ways. And returning to the batter's box, Bentley Jewell, after a quick chat with one of his coaches over at third. A 1-0 count, a runner is on, no score, top of the second inning. Newell Fonda batting here with those royal blue tops and white bottoms. Tassel, the lefty, has the runner at his back over at second. Keeps an eye on him there. The left-handed pitch is on its way. It's short, it's low, and it's ball two. Mercer at second. Jewell batting. Jewell looking for hit number three on the year. Does not have an RBI this year. Pickoff attempt at second. They're going to get him. Sliding in under the tag, but not in time. He was short of the bag. And they get Mercer out. You could see when Tassel turned to throw that, that was an out as long as they fielded it cleanly over at the bag. Carroll caught him sleeping a little bit. So they get the base hit, but now out at second, Mercer. Tassel's pitch as he focuses once again on Jewell on the high side for a 3-0 count. Live tonight in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks. Good to have you along on a hot and windy Tuesday. Tassel's pitch on the low side. First walk here, a four-pitch walk to Bentley Jewell. And they'll have a base runner once again with a couple outs. And it brings us to the junior right fielder, Liam Gawley. Golly's batting 176 this year. He's played in all of their games. Three hits, four RBIs, and he's got a runner at first to work with, Bentley Jewell. Tassel's pitch was right across the plate, but a little on the high side, and that misses for ball one. Right on the edge. 1-0 count now. Golly sets up, pops this one up behind the pitcher, and that's going to drop. I think it's going to land right in the middle of Tassel, Crandall, and Tedra, the pitcher, the first baseman, and the second baseman. I don't know if you could have put that ball in any better of a spot than Liam Golly just did to not leave the infield. Goes down as a base hit, not an error. It was just kind of a quick pop-up, and it landed right in the middle of all three, and nobody could get to it in time. So a couple hits here in the inning, and they've got runners at first and second. Also a walk in there, too, and just missing the knee of Kellen Meyer. This pitch misses on the inside for ball one. Kellen Meyer, a 100 hitter this year. He's 2-for-20. Three runs scored and an RBI. Pass ball on the strike. Runners will advance, and it's Bentley Jewell down to third, and Golly is at second. 1-1 the count, two outs, no score, but here in the top of the second, Newell Fonda is threatening. If Meyer can put one into play, they could put the first run on the board. Meyer will take the 1-1, and he swings for strike two. One ball, two strikes with a couple outs. Runners at second and third, both in scoring position for the Newell Fonda Mustangs. And Tassel's left-handed pitch is in the dirt, but keeping it in front of him, Tedro is able to keep that one at bay, and everybody stays put. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tassel looking for that third strike to get out of the inning with those runners left stranded. The 2-2 on its way, and he swings away. Meyer goes down on strikes, and the Jewell and Golly at third and second, they'll be stranded there. We are through 1.5. They get through five batters, two hits, no errors. Couple left on, no runs still for either team. And the Carroll Tigers bat next with Trey Tassel, Miles Blummel, and Willis Overmull. The 4-5-6 hitters due up next. Bottom of the second, a minute away on kick 106.7.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Live on Kick 106.7, I am Nick Brinks. We go to the bottom of the second inning. A couple hits for Newell Fonda, but they leave two runners stranded in scoring position. And now the Carroll Tigers are due up with Trey Tassel. A slow swinging strike to begin for the lefty. He's hitting 217 this year with five hits, a couple runs, and one RBI. Of his five hits, he's got three doubles on the year. And he'll look for the 0-1. From Lincoln Golly, it's across the plate for strike two. As the sun pops out from behind the clouds, and now the entire field, with the exception of home plate and a little bit in the third base area, are in full sun. The 0-2 on its way, a grounder fouled off toward Todd Danner, the umpire behind first base. Kellen Meyer, the first baseman, started to run after it, and then that drifted well foul, so he let it go. And one of his teammates will come out of the dugout to chase that one down in foul territory in right field. No balls, two strikes for Trey Tassel. And the pitch from Golly misses to the left and outside. First ball. Tassel has been walked four times this year to five strikeouts. And he'll step back in for the 1-2 here in a moment from Lincoln Golly, who winds and delivers. And this is popped up foul territory behind home plate. Hare looking for it, finds it, pulls it down in his left-handed catcher glove. Ian Hare pulls down Tassel's pop-up in foul territory for out number one. Miles Blummel, the junior right fielder, is up next, the righty. Blummel is 1-for-12 this year, just one hit. It was a single. And he'll bat here in the five slot. He's facing Golly, who has struck out one and not given up any hits so far. A low rolling grounder toward first, but they're not going to get anybody back on the bag in time. And Meyer and Golly and Jewell, they were all in the area, but that one was enough to pull Meyer off of first. And Golly couldn't get to first to cover the bag in time. So Blummel picks up Carroll's first hit of the game. And both teams have put one in the infield where nobody could field it in time or make the catch in the case of Carroll defensively a little bit ago. So with a runner on with one out, no score, it's Willis Overmull. And as I mentioned in the pregame show, 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters for Carroll. Not a lot of experience batting this year. They've got a combined 5 at-bats, and they all belong to the sophomore Willis Overmull. The next three hitters, Alex Powell, Colin Tedrow, and Sam Friel, all have no at-bats. A strike looking. Throw to second. Hops awkwardly, but they're able to get that pulled down. Trevor Tauber, the shortstop, covering the bag. But beating the throw, Blummel is in safe. He gets credit with a steal. So back to Overmull after he took that strike a moment ago. And now he steps up showing bunt with that runner in scoring position now. Pulls back, check swings, fouls it off to his teammate. Alex Powell in the on-deck circle getting ready for his first varsity plate appearance of the season as he's been called up for the first time today. He was not on the roster that I printed out today. He was a late addition due up next for the Tigers. 1-2, the pitch coming from Golly, and that's a low liner over the head of the third baseman, Andrew Greenfield, and it will score a run from second. It's going to be a double for Willis Overmull. Second hit of the year. It's an extra base hit, and he picks up his first RBI in the meantime as Blummel comes home to score. Back-to-back hits for Blummel and Overmull, and that brings us to Alex Powell now with a runner on at second. Overmull just put that one over the head of Andrew Greenfield, and then it rolled into foul territory. Showing bunt, and then a collision, diving for it. Kellen Meyer comes up from the first base. He collides with Lincoln Golly, but hangs on to make the catch. Got a little bit too much underneath that one. And Powell goes down, and the runner is forced to stay put. It's a pop-up to first. Two outs now, a 1-0 lead for the Carroll Tigers. Both teams with hits, two hits here in this second inning. And now Colin Tedrow, the catcher, gets to bat here. He's been DH'd for some this year. And he'll take the first pitch that misses for ball one. With one out, Blummel singled, and then Willis Overmull's RBI double brought him home off to left field. Overmull stands at second. Tedrow takes one to the inside for a 2-0 count with Overmull. He slid into the second base on his double. For added show, didn't need to. Pitch in the dirt. This is through the legs of Hare, and the runner will get to third. Overmull there on the pass ball. And Tedrow now has a runner at third. If he can put this into play, he could drive in a run in his first plate appearance of the year. Tedrow batting, a 1-0 Carroll lead. He's got a 3-0 count with Sam Friel about to make his first plate appearance of the season, either here in the second or in the next inning in the nine slot. Tedrow with a runner at third, 3 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. Lincoln Golly, the junior, releases it. Outside strike right on the corner, and it's a 3-1 count. Tedrow will take a few practice swings again, now step back into the batter's box. With Overmull at third on his RBI double a moment ago, and then a pass ball moving him to third. 3-1 pitch, inside, misses, and that's ball four. So runners on the corners for the Carroll Tigers. They've got a 1-0 lead, they've got a couple on, and now they go to Sam Friel, the junior DH. At the bottom of the order, he's batting in place of Talen Weiss, the sophomore out in left field. Friel will get ready here as they fake the throw to first where Tedrow's at. Runners on the corners with that south breeze blowing toward left field. 2 outs. A 1-0 Carroll lead, and that's going to graze the stomach of Friel, and now the bases are loaded. He's hit by the pitch. And it's Nolan Stitz at the top of the order with 4 RBIs this year, tied for the team lead. And aside from there being 2 outs, as good a chance as any with the bags full. He grounded out to third in the first inning. And he takes this one well upstairs, hops out of the glove of Hare. But he's able to chase that one quickly and keep everybody at their respective bases. Overmull at third, Tedrow second, Friel first. Overmull with the double. Colin Tedrow walks, Sam Friel hit by the pitch. Top of the order now, bottom of the second inning, Nolan Stitz, the sophomore shortstop. He'll take the 1-0 across the plate, and is it fair? That's going to be just foul. 6 inches the other way, and that drives in 2, maybe 3 runs all the way out to the left field wall. Instead, it's 1-1, the count, and still a 1-0 lead. But if he can do that again and just keep it to the right by a few inches, that would be good news for the Carroll Tigers. They lead 1-0. The bases are loaded with 2 outs. 1-1 pitch coming. The wind, the delivery, and it's on the inside for a 2-1 count. Obviously a walk here, and the run from third will come in to score. So no room in the end. Lincoln Golly with a 2-1 count. The pitch coming to Nolan Stitz. The delivery. High fly ball. Dangerous first base. Did he find it? He did. And Kellen Meyer pulls down the third out of the inning, and the Tigers are going to leave the bases loaded on a pop-up to first. Overmull, Tedrow, and Friel all left stranded. So three are going to be left on, courtesy of a couple hits. They score a run, and they've got a 1-0 lead. We go to the third, and you're listening to Carroll Baseball as they host Newell Fonda tonight on Kick 106.7.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Carroll 1-0 after 2. Willis Overmull's double drove home Miles Blummel to take a 1-0 lead. And now we go to the third, wearing number 3, Newell Fonda's Ian Hare, sophomore catcher, leading things off from the 9 slot with the lefty Tassel putting one upstairs for ball 1. Ian Hare a two-hit season so far with four runs scored, batting just under 100 at 0.95. Here's the 1-0 from Tassel. That's across Broadway for strike one. They're expecting bunt. Alex Powell almost comes up and gives Hare a hug as he's running up ready to make a play. One ball, one strike, and Tassel's left-handed pitch on its way. There's a swinging strike number two. A couple strikeouts already from Tassel. Has given up two hits, but no runs, as the Carroll Tigers lead this one in the top of the third, 1-0. Both teams with two hits so far. And here is a high fly ball pop up towards second and short. Who will get it? It's the shortstop, Nolan Stitz. He's been a busy man over at short today. He got a couple outs in the first inning, and he gets the first one here in the third. So Hare flies out, and that third hit of the year will have to wait. It brings us to Andrew Greenfield. Freshman third baseman's made a couple plays from third already today. He lined out to short on a nice diving play from Nolan Stitz earlier. Back in the leadoff spot in the first inning. One out, nobody on. Ground ball, hops past second. Tedro can't get to it. Willis Overmull will have to field it. And Greenfield's on with his first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-2 as he picks up hit number 10 this year. Jackson Belcock, the junior center fielder, he grounded out to short in the first inning for out number two. The 421 hitter has eight hits on the year, including a double. And he'll bat here with a runner at first and one out for the Newell Fonda Mustangs. Carroll leads this one 1-0 in the top of the third here at Merchants Park. Pitch on its way. Here's a high flyer popped up towards short. And running back to make the grab, it falls out of the glove of Nolan Stitz and then sliding in safe as Greenfield had to hang on thinking he wasn't going to be able to move on to second. But Belcock will reach on the error and Greenfield does eventually get to second, beating the throw, almost being tagged out, but he's able to get there. He got underneath it but wasn't able to hang on, so the error for Stitz puts runners at first and second for the Mustangs. Carroll 1, Newell Fonda 0, top of the third inning. First error of the game belongs to the Tigers. Freshman D.H. Carver Brown's up next. He'll get to face Trey Tassel for the second time. Outside, ball one, with Brown hitting 143 this year. He's got a couple hits and a couple runs to his name on the season. He's got Belcock at first, Greenfield at second. Tassel keeps an eye on both runners. As a lefty, he doesn't have to turn around and look at first. He's staring right at him already. Tassel steps off, now back on. Nods on the pitch call from Tedro and is ready to send in the 1-0. He releases, and that's a cross for strike one. Brown will look for the 1-1 count here in a moment with one out. Runners are at first and second for Newell Fonda as they trail 1-0, but are looking to do some damage here in the top half of inning number three. Tassel's pitch upstairs, ball two. Three hits so far for Newell Fonda, including two in the last inning, one here in the third, but still looking for their first run of the game. Tassel checks over at second, checks again, winds, delivers the 2-1, and here's a pop-up over to Nolan Stitz, dropped the last one, make sure that he hangs on to this one, and that's out number two on the pop-up over at shortstop. We've had a lot of pop-ups so far. Both ways, Mercer is up next. He singled to lead off one inning ago, but was caught stealing over at second. Got a little bit, or he got too far out front. And we're going to see a pitching change for the Tigers. Talon Crandall will move to the hill. We'll see where everybody went after this. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
May is loaded with flavor at your Carroll Pizza Ranch. Try our pizza of the month, the Texan Taco. Just $13 for a large and a stuffed crust for only $2 more. Ordering from home? Go online for great deals like buy one large, get the second half off. Or grab 12 pieces of the country's best chicken for $18. On the go, ranch wraps are back with options like chicken bacon ranch, barbecue, buffalo, and more. Each with your choice of a side. And don't forget, buy $50 in gift cards. Get a $10 bonus card. Carroll Pizza Ranch, your one stop for legendary pizza, chicken, and more.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
We're back on Kick 106.7 live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive with two outs and a 1-0 lead. Top of the third, Carroll makes a pitching change. And getting to face Thomas Mercer, it'll be Talon Crandall. Just an easy one-for-one flip-flop. He and Trey Tassel flip-flopping between the pitcher's mound and first base. Tassel was pitching well, had given up three hits, no runs, couple strikeouts. To me, I feel like that was maybe a pitch count thing. They want to keep him fresh for later in the week. So now Talon Crandall gets a swinging strike from Thomas Mercer, who picked up the first hit of the night for Newell Fonda one inning ago. Greenfield and Belcock are at second and first. If they would score, they'll be credited to Tassel. And now taking off for third, they may get a pickle going here. Powell and Tedro, now back to third. Did they tag him? They missed. So both runners will advance now. Nolan Stitt says, I touched him. But they will both advance. Greenfield's now at third. He's credited with a steal. And Belcock follows suit off to second. So now two in scoring position. Trailing 1-0, Newell Fonda here in Carroll. They're batting in the top of the third. Mercer with an 0-1. The pitch from Crandall outside. Nice job by Tedro to keep that one from getting away. That was about the maximum reach to his right that he could make with that left-handed glove. Otherwise, one or two might have scored. Here's a 1-1 fouled away into the backstop right in front of our Motor Inn broadcast booth. One ball, two strikes. Full cloud cover right now, keeping things as comfortable as possible for the spectators and the players and me up in the broadcast booth. Fouled away again for a 1-2 count. When it's 90 degrees, full sun and humidity, maybe not the greatest feeling in the world. But when you've got some cloud cover and a nice breeze, not too shabby. Here's the 1-2, fouled away again. Foul after foul after foul for Thomas Mercer. And the 1-2 upcoming once again from Talon Crandall. And there's a shot between short and third. It'll score one and put runners on the corners. Mercer with an RBI single. Maybe could have gotten aggressive and brought home Belcock from third as well. But he'll stay put at third. Greenfield scores. Mercer drives him home. And now a tie ball game. That earned run will belong to Tassel. And Belcock reached on an error, which could have been out number two, followed by out three. So two outs. Crandall nods. The call's in from Tedro. Pitch on its way across the plate to Tauber, the senior shortstop batting in the five slot. Newell Fonda's on the board for the first time. Tied at one. They've got four hits. Carroll's got two. Popped up in Newell Fonda dugout foul territory, and that will land on the roof of the dugout for an 0-2 count. Thomas Mercer singled and drove home Greenfield. over at third, Jackson Belcock, he reached on an error. The only error of the game for either team. Put him on. Here's the 0-2 outside. That'll miss from Crandall to Tauber with three hits, three runs, and three RBIs on the season for the senior. Crandall's right-handed pitch on its way. That's going to put Newell Fonda on top. Single to left on a line drive. Back-to-back RBI singles for Newell Fonda. And that'll score Jackson Belcock. Both credited to Tassel. And now Bentley Jewell. He's up with two outs, and the runners are at first and second now, with Mercer at second, Tauber at first. Bentley Jewell takes ball one on the outside, almost in the dirt. Around the diamond for the Tigers as they trail 2-1. Crandall pitching to Tedrow. Tassel's at first. Carson Tedrow is at second with Collin behind the home plate. Strike from Crandall in the meantime for a 1-1 count. Shortstop is Nolan Stitz. Alex Powell is the third baseman. And in the outfield, Taylen Weiss not batting. He's being DH'd for. He's in left. Willis Overmullen center. And Miles Blummel right field. Fouled away out toward the bleachers behind the Newell Fonda first base dugout. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. And Bentley Jewell, he was walked earlier, left stranded at third. They've got a couple on right now trying to not leave them stranded. Strike three looking. Bentley Jewell goes down. First strikeout from Crandall. That'll end the top half of the inning. Two left on. Two runs, three hits. There was an error. And we're back with the bottom of the third. It's a 2-1 Newell Fonda lead. Carol bats when we return on Kick 106.7.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploff makes it easy with the custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with tailor-made stores showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options, choosing styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, our streamlined ordering service ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploff in downtown Carroll, or visit toploffclothing.com and start building your online store today.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Bottom of the third, with the Carroll Tigers trailing for the first time. They're down 2-1 as they give up three hits. And there was one Tiger error in the top of the third, and leading off will be the second baseman, Carson Tedrow. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight as he gets to face Lincoln Gawley once again. The junior with a couple hits allowed, one strikeout, one walk, one hit batter. The 1-0 coming from Gawley. And that curves in for strike one. Live from Merchants Park tonight, we come to you live at Scott Parcher Field. Merchants Park looking great as always. A nod to the man that took care of this field for years and years. Popped up on the infield, third baseman Andrew Greenfield makes the easy snag for out number one. Tedrow goes down 0-for-2. Salen Crandall's up next, the junior first baseman, moved to pitcher in the last inning. He'll bat here in the three slot, second in the inning with one out, and his Tigers down 2-1. Crandall this season, a 208 hitter. He's got five hits, five runs, a couple RBIs, and just one strikeout. That might be the most impressive number on his resume. And he'll take one off the left bicep. Crandall hit by the pitch. Second one from Gawley today. And it's up to Tassel now. Luckily for Crandall, that was his left arm that got hit and not his throwing arm as he's pitching for Carroll. Tassel's up next. He started at pitcher, moved to first in the top of this third inning. One out, one on for the Carroll Tigers, and Tassel will bat here. He's 0-for-2, popped up to the catcher earlier. Outside, misses, runs down to second. Throw will not be in time. And Crandall comes up with a steal. Second Carroll steal of the game. Crandall's got one. Blummel has one as well. And Tassel will come back for the 1-0 here. The lefty stands in the box. He's got a runner in scoring position with a couple outs to work with. He's showing bunt. Puts one down. Diving play. Now they have a chance at the double play, but there was nobody covering second. That just kind of popped up into the air. Golly was able to get underneath it, turned around, ready to make the throw to second as Crandall was already halfway to third. But the second baseman, Jewell, and the shortstop, Tauber, were nowhere to be found. They were trying to field the bunt and covering other bases. So Tassel pops up to the pitcher on a bunt attempt. Now it's Miles Blummel. He singled and scored Carroll's only run of the game one inning ago. And he takes ball one. Blummel, the junior right fielder. That was his second hit of the season. And his first run scored. The 1-0 coming. In the dirt. Throw down to third will be just short. On a bang-bang play, another steal for Talon Crandall. Miles Blummel, now with that runner at third and a couple outs up on the board. Here in the bottom of the third, Carroll trailing 2-1, trying to tie it up here with Blummel at bat. 2-0 pitch on its way. Chopper, foul. Coach Lucan there to scoop it behind third base. And he rifles the throw back to Golly in front of the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, two outs for the Carroll Tigers here in the bottom of the third. They trail 2-1 to Newell Fonda. And Golly's pitch on its way. Swinging strike two. Even count. 2-2. Two outs. Runner is at third. Talon Crandall. Golly looks for the pitch. Ball from Hare. Lets it fly. Ground ball off the glove of the third baseman. The throw to first will not be in time. It's an error anyway. Tigers have tied it up as Crandall comes home to score. One of those 50-50 calls, if you really want to be aggressive, you could maybe say there was an error there, but I don't even know if that throw was on the money, if it was going to be on time. Just a really well-hit ball over to third. Just grazed the glove of Greenfield, and Blummel gets another RBI single. He gets over to second in the meantime. So Crandall scores. He was hit by the pitch, picked up a couple steals. And now Willis Overmull. I misspoke a moment ago. Two singles, one RBI in the game for Blummel. Not both RBI singles. Here's a pass ball and sliding in under the throw to third. The Tigers continue to move down the base path. And Blummel picks up a steal. Three steals for the Tigers here in the inning. Blummel and Crandall each with two in the game. As the wind is howling through the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Popped up foul territory between home base and first base, and that breeze caught it. Hare chased it into foul territory, and then it landed just foul, and it kind of got away from him to his left as he was running to his right. I think if we had maybe a 5-mile-per-hour wind, that's probably a routine catch. But not only is he watching that fall, he's also watching the wind take it and push it away. So the count is 2-1 with a couple outs. Carroll got their third hit of the game a moment ago. Blummel's got a couple of them as he drove home Crandall. A couple earned runs for the Tigers today. Like I said, more aggressive statisticians may have called that an error. Maybe at the Major League Baseball level you could have said over at third was an error, or maybe the throw, but I think he was going to make it safe at first anyway. So we gave it a hit. And now a pitch misses outside. 3-2 to Willis Overmull. He drove in the first run of the game for Carroll. An RBI double to score Blummel. Blummel now stands at third. And the payoff pitch is going to be a walk for Overmull. He's on twice tonight with that double and now a walk. second walk of the season for Overmull. That puts runners on the corners. Farrell has tied it up here in the bottom of the third inning on Kick 106.7. Pleasure to be with you this evening. As Lincoln Golly looks behind him over the left shoulder, now checks third, keeping an eye on Overmull at first. Blummel at third, releases it. Grounder. I will call it a low line drive, actually, right into the glove of Kellen Meyer. Tigers will leave a couple base runners stranded as Alex Powell lines out to third for the final out of the inning. They do score a run on a hit, and that'll do it for the third. We are knotted up to a piece back in a minute on Kick 106.7. Carroll and Newell Fonda playing at Merchants Park.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Back at Merchants Park on a cloudy and windy and hot Tuesday night on Kick 106.7. A pleasure to have you along. I'm in the Motor Inn broadcast booth as we go to the top half of inning number four. And leading things off, Liam Golly, followed by Kellen Meyer and Ian Hare. Tied at two after three, Miles Blummel drove home Talon Crandall to tie things up again. We were tied at zero, and now tied at two. A quick 1-2 count for Golly. He's one for one tonight. He singled in the second inning, and he'll swing away for strike three. Crandall with a couple strikeouts, and he goes back-to-back, in fact. Ended the third inning with a strikeout looking to Bentley Jewell, and now he gets Liam Golly. That'll bring us to Kellen Meyer. He struck out courtesy of Tassel back in the second inning. That ended that inning. And he takes a strike here. 0-1 the count for Kellen Meyer. Looking for hit number three on the season. Pitch misses just downstairs for a 1-1 count. We're live tonight on Kick 106.7. Our temperature has dropped a few degrees from first pitch. 86 now. Fouled away into the backstop. That fairly new netting here at Merchants Park, updated in the last couple years. Taking a beating there. 1-2 the count with one out, nobody on for the Newell Fonda Mustangs. They trail, or they're tied now, 2-2. Nicked foul again, and Kellen Meyer will remain at 1-2. Five hits for the Mustangs, three for the Tigers. Carroll has committed one error, none for the Mustangs. A looking strike three, and Crandall is heating up. He has struck out his last three. Two here in the fourth, one in the third. And that'll bring us to the top next after Ian Hare. He's the bottom of the order. He flew out to lead off the third inning over at shortstop. And he'll look for the pitch from Crandall. The junior sends it to the outside corner for strike one. Hare with two hits on the year and 22 at-bats. The 0-1's on the way from Crandall. There's a swinging strike. Can he get all three here in the inning and go back to back to back to back to back? We'll see. Here's the 0-2 from Crandall. Fouled away. He'll have to wait at least one more pitch. Hare, a sophomore with four runs scored this year, has struggled with 15 strikeouts this year. Crandall hoping for 16. It won't come here, though, but it's going to be a line out to short. Nolan Stitz is there to make the play, and Hare has actually flown out to short twice tonight. A 3-up, 3-down, top of the fourth for Newell Fonda. We're all knotted up at 2 apiece. We go to the bottom of the fourth. In 1 minute, you're listening to Kick 106.7's coverage of Carroll Tiger Baseball on Kick. And at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Designing your dream kitchen takes experience and a team you can trust. At Midwest Wholesale, we've helped homeowners bring their kitchen ideas to life for years. And now you can customize your space with beautiful, high-quality cabinetry from Kitchens Plus by Birch, crafted for style, function, and lasting quality. Stop by our showroom and see the difference for yourself. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who've trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Fonda making some defensive switches, but no pitching change yet. You don't really see that a ton. We'll see if we can get everybody squared away. I did see Carver Brown come in to play in left field. The shortstop is Andrew Greenfield. Looks like he may move over from third to cover short. Kellen Meyer will move over to third. And at first base, Thomas Mercer will move there. Looking at second, seeing if Bentley Jewell is still there. Looks like he hasn't moved. So I think I've got everybody. We'll see if I missed anybody. But Golly still pitching. Hare the catcher. Mercer at first. Jewell still at second. Kellen Meyer to third. Andrew Greenfield is at short. And in the outfield, Carver Brown, Jackson Belcock, and Liam Golly. I do see Golly out in right field, so he hasn't changed for sure. It's center field. That's the one that I think may still be Jackson Belcock. Yes, it is. He turned around so I could see the back of his jersey. How nice of him. Colin Tedrow. 8-9-1 hitters due up for the Carroll Tigers here in a 2-2 tie. Fourth inning, bottom half, Tedrow. Takes a couple pitches, one ball, one strike. Carroll's been out hit so far 5-3 as we go to the bottom of this fourth inning. And Golly's pitch, chopped foul, off to Coach Lucan over at third. Colin Tedrow walked in the second inning, was left stranded at second. Carroll left the bags full that inning and were able to score just one run. One of their two. 1-2 count here at Merchants Park. Curveball was well inside, curved back to right over the plate, but it was a little high. So the count is 2-2. After Tedrow, it'll be Sam Friel and Nolan Stitz. This is Tedrow's first. I hope he's going to swing away for a strikeout here. That will go down as his first official at-bat of the year, as his last one. It's just a plate appearance that he walked in. Tedrow swings and strikes out for the third. Just the second strikeout of the night for Mr. Golly on the hill. Sam Friel, the DH, batting here in the nine slot. The junior will swing for right field and come away empty. Count is 0-1. Hit by a pitch in the second inning. He only saw one pitch, and it bounced off his midsection. Here's the 0-1. Swings away, strike two. Friel this season. Just the one plate appearance tonight that resulted in being hit by that pitch. And he'll have an 0-2 here with nobody on and one out for the Tigers. Tied at two. And he wisely lets this one sail past on the low side. 1-2 the count. Live at Merchants Park here in Carroll on Kick 106.7. come to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth as Friel takes the 1-2, and he sends this one out towards shortstop, right behind second base. Andrew Greenfield makes the grab, and Friel will fly out there. Out number two brings us to the top of the order, Nolan Stitz. He's 0 for 2. He's put one into play over at third, grounded out there, and then flew out to first in the first and second innings. 0 for 2 tonight, hitting 087 this year. Near the belt, inside, ball one for Stitz. Batting at the top of the order for Carroll. Again, they're down a few starters tonight. So several guys at the bottom of the order getting their first at-bats of the season. And the 1-0 is coming, a swinging strike on the inside to Stitz. Stitz with a couple hits and four RBIs this year. Those four RBIs came in as a tie for the team high. 1-1 with two outs. Chops it to short, scooped up there by Greenfield. Throw to first will be a little short, but Mercer is able to extend and haul it in, and the Tigers go three up, three down with a strikeout and a couple over to short, a flyout and a ground out. We go to the fifth inning. It's tied at two. Carroll hosting Newell Fonda tonight on Kick 106.7 in baseball.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Four innings in, we are knotted up at two apiece. Here on Kick 106.7, good to have you along from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks as we get ready to go to the fifth. Carroll's runs came in the second and third innings. Newell Fonda put two on the board in the third. Talon Crandall on the hill for the Tigers as the fifth inning is about to get underway with Andrew Greenfield, Jackson Balcock, and Carver Brown. The three batters due up for the Mustangs of Newell Fonda. They've got five hits, a couple runs. There's been one Tiger error. And now one of the Newell Fonda coaches talking with the home plate umpire, getting something straightened out. I'm guessing a lineup change due to those defensive switches they just made, so our batting lineup might shuffle up a little bit. So the fifth inning's about to get underway. Crandall will pitch to Andrew Greenfield. He's 1-for-2 today with a single, a run, and a line out to a diving Nolan Stitz at shortstop. First pitch outside, ball one. Crandall looks to Colin Tedrow behind home plate, releases the 1-0. High fly ball out to left field. It's got a tailwind. It's at the fence, and it's gone. First home run of the season for the Newell Fonda Mustangs. And it's Andrew Greenfield, the solo shot to left. That just cleared the 362 sign in left center field, and I mentioned it in our pregame show. It's hot, it's humid, and you've got a tailwind. If you send one deep to left, Willis Overmull chased it to the fence, had no chance at it. And the freshman, Andrew Greenfield, puts one over the left field fence, takes advantage of Mother Nature's offering here tonight. It was about 15 to 25 miles per hour when I got here, and I feel like it's maybe gone up a little bit. They're saying gusts up to 26. Maybe needed every one of those miles per hour. But Newell Fonda has a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. And now Jackson Belcock is up next. First run given up by Crandall, as the first two were credited to Tassel. Umpire and Newell Fonda's coach are chatting behind home plate, looking at a lineup card again. So I'm not 100% sure what the conversation's about. But Jackson Belcock is batting next, as Andrew Greenfield just sent one off toward the softball field in left. And now the coach covering third, I assume this might be their head coach, Justin Malone, or I'm not 100% sure which one he was. So it looks like later in the order, they may have somebody hitting in place of Trevor Tauber, it sounds like. But we'll see when we get there. Jackson Belcock, he'll look for the first pitch from Crandall. We'll see how he regroups after giving up Newell Fonda's first home run of the season. Solo blast by Greenfield. Pitch outside, ball one. Belcock, 0 for 2, reached on an error and scored. Ground ball short. Nolan Stitz is able to get there, but it's a short one hopper, and reaching on the error for the second time tonight will be Belcock, and both were errors at short. Carver Brown up next, 0 for 2. He's got a strikeout, and he popped one over to short in his two at-bats tonight. Started as the DH, moved to left field last inning. We're in the top half of inning number 5 in a 3-2 ball game. Newell Fonda leads by 1 with Crandall on the hill for the Tigers. His right-handed pitch, this one is in the dirt. Base runner will advance to second, and Belcock is there. Reached on the error, and now the pass ball will move him along the line. Might be a wild pitch. And now a pitching change perhaps for the Tigers. Coach Lucan coming into chat. It's a 3-2 Newell Fonda lead in the top of the fifth. You're listening to Kick 106.7. We return after this.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
We return to the Motor In broadcast booth. No pitching change, just a chat. Talon Crandall and his infielders having a quick conference with their head coach, Josh Lucan. He now heads back to the dugout. After that solo home run for Newell Fonda, they wanted to make sure everything is good to go, and then there was a wild pitch after that, so just a chance to maybe get everybody calmed down defensively for Carroll. Crandall with a second ball to Carver Brown. Brown, a 133 hitter this year, just two hits. Pickoff attempt at second and sliding in before the tag. Belcock is safe. Greenfield led off with that home run to left field, followed by an error at shortstop to get Jackson Belcock on base. Pitch to the outside, ball 3. Coming up in our postgame show, we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 41 years in business, 14 years in Carroll, Culver's Welcome to Delicious. The Butterburger sounds pretty darn good right about now. I'm starting to get hungry myself. Here's the 2-0 outside, ball 3. And actually, ball 4. Scoreboard might have been off by one there. So runs, 3 runs on the night for Newell Fonda. They've got one here in the fifth, and now reaching on an error and a walk, they've got a couple on. As they're trying to get the scoreboard straightened out. Now a pass ball will get past Tedrow. Runners advance to second and third. Jackson Belcock He's off to third. Carver Brown is safe at second, and there are no outs. So right now, a tough situation for Carroll, with Newell Fonda leading by one in the top of the fifth inning. Bases are loaded, and they've got Mercer and Tauber, perhaps. Nope, looks like Tauber, as I mentioned a moment ago, he'll not be batting here in the five slot. They've got somebody else ready to come in to bat in his place. A 1-1 count, but Mercer's got a couple hits, including an RBI single, and this is going to drive in one, if not two. It's an RBI single to short center field. Willis Overmull fields it cleanly. But the second RBI single in three innings for Mercer. It's his third hit of the night. And that brings home Belcock for an unearned run. He reached on the error. Carver Brown to third. Runners are on the corners now. Might have misspoke if I said, I think I might have said that the bases were loaded. They were not. They only had two out there. 4-2 lead. And now a pickoff attempt that goes astray because it fell out of the hand of Colin Tedder. He was about to throw it to second, but it kind of popped out of his hand, landed right behind him. If you know what? Maybe that's not a bad thing. You go for the pickoff at second, that runner from third maybe comes home to score. One ball, one strike here as the Tigers try to regroup defensively. Home run and an error to start this inning. Those two runners have scored, Greenfield and Belcock. Brown batting, he walked. Mercer batting, he singled. And now batting in place of Trevor Tauber. Here in the five slot, it's Jack Olson, sophomore. He's got a couple on. He's got 12 hits this year. Oops. Check that. Looked at the wrong guy. That was Mercer's numbers. Pickoff attempt at first after the drop, strike three. And Olsen's out. But he reaches, does not get there. He almost did. But they're able to get him out. So there's the first out. Now it's Bentley Jewell in the sixth slot. Runners at second and third. Mercer at second, Brown at third. Swinging strike for Jewell. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout looking in the third inning. That ended the third, and he was walked in the second. Crandall's pitch swung on and strike two. Crandall regroups quickly and is ready to go. The 0-2 on the way with one out. Swinging strike three, and he's sent the last two packing on strikes. So if you're Crandall, not a great start to the fifth inning. Home run, walk, and a single to through the first four batters, but then you come back with back-to-back strikeouts. With two on in scoring position, first is open. It's Liam Golley batting, the junior right fielder, batting here in the top of the fifth. 4-2 Mustangs, and strike one from Crandall right across the plate. Golley 1-for-2. He singled in the second. Struck out in the fourth. Batting here in the fifth again. Upstairs, just misses right across the plate, but ball two. Two balls, one strike here in the top of the fifth for Newell Fonda as they lead Carroll 4-2. And Crandall's right-handed pitch will fall in for strike two. Now 2-2. Crandall trying to strike out three in a row. Crandall's 2-2 on the way. Pop foul up to the top of the bleachers and the awning over the bleachers here in front of us. Count remains 2-2 for Golley, a 2-11 hitter this year. He's looking for his fifth hit of the year. The 2-2 from Crandall, and it's a dropped. Oh, I thought it was about to be a drop strike three, but they'll say ball three. Umpire was so close. That one was on the edge. He was about ready to fire away the strike call. 3-2. The payoff from Crandall with two outs, and he gets him swinging. So he strikes out the last three batters after a tough start to the inning. Two runs in the inning, And they do it on a couple hits and an error, including a solo home run for Andrew Greenfield, the Mustangs' first of the year. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-2. Newell Fonda leading Carroll with Carson Tedrow, Talon Crandall, and Trey Tassel batting when we return on Kick 106.7.
Hi, this is Dr. Hercock from McFarland Clinic in Carroll. If you are expecting a baby, our family medicine department is here to help you every step of the way. Our physicians provide prenatal care and services, childbirth, and postpartum care. Your McFarland Clinic family medicine physicians can perform C-sections and VBACs during delivery. Call our family medicine office at 712-792-1500 or visit our website at McFarlandClinic.com for more information. McFarland Clinic Carroll, here for you and your growing family.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference, on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Live on Kick 106.7, we return to the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. For the Tigers, it'll be Carson Tedrow, Talon Crandall, and Trey Tassel due up. In the bottom half of inning number five, they trail 4-2. They have been out-hit 7-3, and they've committed a couple errors, none for the Mustangs. As we are an hour 16 into this one at Merchants Park and Scott Parcher Field. Upcoming schedule for these two teams, Carroll back in action at home tomorrow night. We'll have it on KKRL with Jeff Blankman. As the Tigers host Bondurant Farrar, they'll then host Winterset on Thursday, and then they'll host the Carroll Tournament coming up on Saturday. They'll play a couple games here then, and then for Newell Fonda, they'll travel to conference foe Alta Aurelia tomorrow night. Pocahontas area, they'll host them on Friday, and then at Esac County on Monday. Three straight Twin Lakes games coming up in the next 6 days. For the Mustangs, who have a 4-2 lead, Carson Tedrow takes strike one. Pitch on the way from Golly, low and ball one. First home run of the year for Newell Fonda came in the last inning. It was Andrew Greenfield, the blast to left field. We mentioned it in the pregame. The wind and the conditions here at Merchants Park were ripe for somebody to do it tonight. Maybe Carroll can get their first of the year, too. That American flag out in center field still sticking straight out to the north. Still a great tailwind to left field. One ball, two strikes for Carson Tedrow. He's 0-2 tonight. And he'll ground one off to short. Greenfield, the home run a little bit ago, and the throw to first is in time. That's a 6-3 put out for Tedrow. And that's how the last inning ended as well. Bottom of the fourth, Stitz, out number three, a ground out to short. Talon Crandall, pitching for Carroll since about the second inning or so. Now he took over in the third. He'll bat here second in the order here in this fifth inning. Bottom half, Carroll trails 4-2, and Crandall will send this one in foul territory beyond first base. And Thomas Mercer finds it for a quick out number two. Trey Tassel's up next. Starting pitcher moved to first. And he'll stand on the right half of the box here behind home plate. The lefty steps up to face Lincoln Golly, who is having his best performance of the season on the mound. First pitch misses outside to the lefty Tassel. Golly came in with an ERA north of 14. He's dropped it to 10 today with a couple earned runs in four-plus innings. Bottom of the fifth here, a 4-2 lead. Grounder single, center field. Tassel on with his first hit of the night. He's now 1-3. And that brings us to Miles Blummel. He came in with just one hit on the year in 12 at-bats. He's added a couple singles, so he's 3 for 14 now. He's scored a run, and he's driven in a run. Miles Blummel having himself a great night for the Carroll Tigers. The only one with a hit, a run, and an RBI. And now with two outs, he's got a runner on at first. Blummel, back-to-back singles in the second and the third. Can he make it 3 in a row? And he'll swing and miss for strike one. If Blummel reaches, it'll be Willis Overmull's turn. All four Tiger hits have come from the 4-5-6 hitters tonight. Tassel just picked up his first. Blummel with a couple. Overmull that double in the second. The other. No balls. One strike, two outs. Carroll with a runner on. They trail in the bottom of the fifth, 4-2. Runner takes off. Throw down to second. Will not get there. It's rolling to the outfield, but as he slid in, Tassel's not able to get up quick enough to move on to the next base. But he'll be credited with Carroll's third steal of the night. Now, fifth steal of the night. Crandall and Blummel each with a couple. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And Blummel trying to stay perfect. And he takes a looking strike three, his first strikeout of the night, and the third from Golly. And that'll do it for the fifth inning. Carroll will leave one stranded after Tassel singles and steals with two outs. We are through five. Newell Fonda leads 4-2, and they bat when we get go to the sixth. That's a minute away on Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
Big things are happening in Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Five innings into this one, we head to the sixth, and the Newell Fonda Mustangs have a lead of 4-2. Live from Scott Parcher Field at Merchants Park, I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, Motor Inn has you covered. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. First pitch of the new inning from Talon Crandall. And it's Kellen Meyer, the eight hitter, leading things off here in the sixth. For the Mustangs, he'll swing away and a quick 0-2 count. Meyer started as the first baseman, moved over to third. He struck out twice tonight, one from each pitcher. And Crandall will send in the 0-2, but that misses downstairs. One ball, two strikes for Meyer. And a nicked foul ball, 1-2. Fifth inning for Newell Fonda. They began it with a solo shot to left field for Andrew Greenfield. Jackson Belcock reached on an error, and then a walk, and then a hit. And then Crandall backed that up and came back with three straight strikeouts, and he'll add a fourth in a row. Kellen Meyer goes down looking. Fourth in a row. He's now got seven on the night for the Tigers as he took over in the third inning with two outs. Ian Hare is up next. A couple catches by Nolan Stitz at shortstop to send Hare packing twice. He's 0 for 2, a little late on the swing. Strike 1 for the sophomore catcher. Two hits for him this year, but 15 strikeouts. Pitch on its way. Strike 2. Prime candidate for a fifth strikeout in a row from Crandall, perhaps, with one out. Here's the 0-2. Check swing. He went, and that's five straight strikeouts now for Talon Crandall. finding a rhythm, and a lot of that coming after the last infield conference. In fact, I think that is exactly when he started striking out. They chatted on the mound, no pitching change, five straight strikeouts since. Whatever Coach Lukin said, bottle that up and save it for every single game. Pitch outside, ball one. Crandall comes back, nicked foul, evens up the count, 1-1 with 2 outs. Nobody is on. Struck out the last 3 batters in the fifth, struck out the first 2 batters here in the sixth, and he's trying to send them all to the wayside. Check swing, ball misses downstairs, ball two. In our post-game show tonight, we will name our Culver's player of the game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious, a slow rolling swing, but it's across the plate anyway for Greenfield, who 1 inning ago sent one over the left field fence. Here's his 2-2 from Crandall, a swinging strike three, and Crandall gets them all to swing away or look at strike three, strikes out the side, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's a 4-2 lead for the Newell Fonda Mustangs. Carroll batting when we return with the bottom of the sixth next on Kick 106.7.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Go to the bottom half of inning number 6, Newell Fonda 4, Carroll 2. We're back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. I'm Nick Brinks with Willis Overmole, Alex Powell, and Colin Tedrow. 6-7-8 hitters due up in the bottom half of inning number 6. A leadoff base hit to short. Overmole gets there. Andrew Greenfield was about to scoop it up and field it and throw it to first, but as he picked it up, it fell out of his hand. But I still think Overmole may have had enough of a head start that was going to be a base hit either way. So the hit for Overmole, it's his second of the night, along with an RBI. So now he and Blummel have combined for 4 of Carroll's 5 hits. And it's Alex Powell up next, the sophomore, 0-for-2 tonight. He was called up from JV for this one. And now a pickoff attempt at second, sliding in to beat the throw. Overmole has a steal. And Newell Fonda could have had a good shot at him if that throw from the catcher was a little more on target. But it rolled to second for the last several feet, and that allowed Overmole to get there. Showing bunt. Powell pops one foul behind the catcher. Hare, let's go around the diamond for Newell Fonda. Lincoln Golly pitching to Ian Hare behind home plate. Thomas Mercer is at first, Bentley Jewell second, Kellen Meyer third, shortstop is Andrew Greenfield. And in the outfield from left to right, Carver Brown, Jackson Belcock, and Liam Golly. A 1-1 count, runner is on at second after a leadoff single for Willis Overmole, with Alex Powell batting now. He's put both into play, popped one up to first, and lined out to the first baseman. He swings away, that's strike two. Powell looking for hit number 1 of the year. Count is 1-2. Overmole stands at second. And Powell will get ready. The 1-2 is on its way. That was about ready to plunk him on the head. He ducked and takes ball 2. Live from Merchants Park tonight. We're about 90 minutes into this one. as they look for that last ball that got past Powell. Umpire turned around, couldn't find it. With some help from the crowd, they're able to direct him. It was kind of wedged underneath the fence in the backstop. So he'll chase that one down and put it back in his pocket. Two balls, two strikes, bottom of the sixth. Carroll trailing by two, tying run at the plate right now. With a runner on at second with that leadoff single for Overmull. The 2-2, popped foul into the net behind home plate. Powell stays alive. Seven hits for the Mustangs. Carroll with five and a couple Tiger errors tonight. Newell Fondo, their runs have come in the third and the fifth innings, two apiece. Carroll with a run in the second and a run in the third. Golly, looks at second, and this one almost grazes Powell's left elbow. He stood in there ready to take contact. It didn't come, though. 3-2, just ever so slightly missed him. So a full count from Lincoln Golly, and the payoff pitch outside. Powell's on base with a walk here, two on, and no outs. So the tying run steps up to first base now. And it's Colin Tedrow's turn. He's got a walk and a strikeout tonight. And he'll bat here in the eighth slot, third in the inning. Overmull's at second, Powell at first. Tedrow with his first plate appearances of the season coming tonight. Same with Powell. Both have been on with walks. There is a swing to the outside, and Tedrow misses for strike one. We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight, and about 90 minutes into our contest, Motor Inn of Carroll together, let's drive. I'm Nick Brinks with Old Glory in center field, still sticking straight out. That tailwind to left field, if you can put one there, like Greenfield did for Newell Fonda a couple innings ago. Bottom of the sixth, and he takes one on the high side. Colin Tedrow with a 1-1 count. Lincoln Golly tonight, five innings pitched. He's given up a couple earned runs, five hits, three strikeouts, three walks. But that ERA came in over 14. It's dropped under 10. 1-1. Bunt to try to load the bases, and it's misplayed by the third baseman. He tried to pick it up off the turf. And Tedrow will make it to first. The bases are loaded as he reaches on an error. And now we'll see if that's it for Lincoln Golly. We've got an infield conference coming for Newell Fonda. They lead 4-2, but with no outs, Carroll has the bags full. We'll take a break back after this. And you're listening to Kick 106.7 as Newell Fonda will make a pitching change.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Bases are loaded for the Carroll Tigers, and no pitching change coming for Newell Fonda. They're sticking with the junior, Lincoln Golly. They're putting their faith in the junior. After a hit allowed, a walk, and then defensively one error, have the bases loaded right now for the Carroll Tigers as they trail by two and a chance to maybe tie it or take the lead here in the inning. First two pitches were strikes. Golly's third misses to the outside to the lefty, the junior DH, Sam Friel. He's 0 for 1 tonight, was hit by a pitch in the second inning and flew out to short for out number two in the fourth. It's a 1-2 count. Golly sends it away. That bunt will score a run, and then nobody is at first because Mercer fielded it. Friel drives in a run with his first hit of the year. Their sixth of the night. Mercer stepped up from his first base position to field that bunt, perfectly laid down by Friel. And now Friel will check out of the lineup. And they'll bring Taylen Weiss in to cover him. He'll run there. But when Mercer turned around, he was hoping maybe Golly or somebody had come back to field and play first and cover the bag, but he turned around. Nobody was there. If they wanted, I think maybe they could have made an attempt to throw it to Ian Hare at home plate and maybe get that lead runner out Overmull. But instead, bases are still loaded. Overmull comes home. There was no attempt made there. Now there's a couple hits for the Tigers in the inning, and now with no outs, they've got a chance to maybe do some real damage here in the bottom of the sixth. Now trailing 4-3. Golly almost hits the batter as Nolan Stitz backs away. That would have been the tying run if that hit him. But he backed away. He's 0-3 tonight. And if he doesn't reach here, he may regret that decision. No outs. And he'll swing away. There's a strike. 1-1 to Stitz. Overmull led off with a single. He has scored. Powell, he's over at third now. He walked. Tedrow reached on an error at third. He's at second. Sam Friel singled, and he's got a runner. And ducking. This one was about to hit him in the head. That one I can understand backing away from. But maybe that first one, that left bicep area, tying run, I'd maybe lean into it a little bit. But that's just me, and I'm not out there putting my body on the line. Now I think we may have a pitching change coming for Newell Fonda. They'll talk it over. 2-1 count coming to Nolan Stitz. 4-3 Newell Fonda lead in the bottom of the sixth, but Carroll threatening. Bases are loaded. Back in a minute on Kick 106.7.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. Napa Highway 30 West in Carroll. Napa, we are so much more than a parts store.
May is loaded with flavor at your Carroll Pizza Ranch. Try our pizza of the month, the Texan Taco. Just $13 for a large and a stuffed crust for only $2 more. Ordering from home? Go online for great deals like buy one large, get the second half off. Or grab 12 pieces of the country's best chicken for $18. On the go, ranch wraps are back with options like chicken bacon ranch, barbecue, buffalo, and more. Each with your choice of a side. And don't forget, buy $50 in gift cards. Get a $10 bonus card. Carroll Pizza Ranch, your one stop for legendary pizza, chicken, and more.
Back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, if you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, Motor Inn has you covered. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Pitching change for Newell Fonda with no outs, and the Tigers have the bases loaded. It will be Andrew Greenfield. He started at third, moved to shortstop. Now he'll take over at pitcher. Lincoln Golly will move to first base. He's pitched 5 innings tonight. Thomas Mercer will move from first to short. Outfielders all down on one knee, not involved in any swaps. Brown, Belcock, and Liam Golly out there in right field. So warm-up pitches coming for Andrew Greenfield. He'll play in his fifth game of the season. He's got a couple starts under his belt with a 1-1 record. One of their 2 wins of the season belong to him. Has an ERA of 3.39. He's given up 5 hits, 5 runs, all earned, striking out 24, walking 8. And a precarious situation for the freshman to come in with no outs, and the bases are loaded, and your team is up by 1. I don't know if there is much more of a pressure-filled situation outside of maybe this happening in a playoff game. That's it. But he has homered tonight, so he's taken his batting to the next level. We'll see if his pitching can make it happen. Here's a full count after a ball and a strike from Greenfield. It was their first home run of the season for Newell Fonda back in the fifth inning to go up 3-2. And then they added one more run later in that inning. But the bases are loaded for the Tigers. It's Nolan Stitz and a full count coming. Greenfield backs off. Looks to Hare behind home plate. Checks third. Checks second. And now pays it off. And it's a grounder. Takes an awkward hop off the pitcher's mound. It'll score one. It'll score two. And it's a two RBI single from Nolan Stitz. Powell comes home to score his first run of the season. Same for Tedro. And those will both be credited to Gawley. As Stitz brings home two. And now a bunt knocked down. That's going to load the bases, possibly. No, he'll get out at first, but the runners advance. Stitz is off to third. Sam Friel's courtesy runner. Talen Weiss, he's at second now. Actually, those are backwards. Weiss is the third base runner. And Stitz at second. But Tedro goes down on a sacrifice bunt, but it works. Talon Crandall up next. And the Tigers have a couple runs across here in that last play. They've scored three in the inning. They've got the lead now. It's 5-4, both teams with seven hits. Carroll with three just in this inning alone. For Willis Overmull, Sam Friel, and Nolan Stitz, all singles. With three RBIs in there, a couple for Stitz and one for Friel. 0-2 count for Crandall. Still one out and two in scoring position, so Carroll not satisfied with a 5-4 lead. Pass ball, chance to score here. Throw is too high, sliding in to beat it is Weiss. And he comes home. Now a two-run lead. They've got four runs here in the bottom of the sixth. After the 1-2 count. Nolan Stitz is at third now. The 1-2 from Greenfield. Misses on the low side, 2-2. So going back to Nolan Stitz, he had a chance to wear it with the bases loaded to be hit by a pitch. Instead, a two RBI single. That's a good way to come back from that. And now a payoff pitch coming. Full count for Talon Crandall. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Was hit by a pitch, came around and scored in the third inning. Here's the 3-2. It's a liner, a line drive, shortstop, play to first. It's going to score Stitz from third. Crandall out on the 6-3 putout. But he brings in another run. Four RBIs here in the inning for Carroll. And they've grown the advantage now to 7-4. With Stitz the only one being credited to Greenfield so far. And now we've got a ground out to finish the inning. Carroll scores five. They were down two, now they're up three, and we go to the seventh. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Looking to boost your brand? Top Loft makes it easy with the custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with tailor-made stores showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options, choosing styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, our streamlined ordering service ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Top Loft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
We go to the seventh inning. Five runs for Carroll in the bottom of the sixth. They now lead 7-4. What an inning for the Carroll Tigers. They lead by three, and now Newell Fonda three outs away from going back home. And they'll open with a chopper over the head of the pitcher. And it's over the head as well of the second baseman, Crandall and Tedro. Neither one had a chance, and it's a leadoff single for Jackson Belcock. Newell Fonda comes in having lost three straight. Carroll trying to make it four in a row. Carroll trying to snap a two-game losing streak, falling to Dennison, Schleswig, and Gilbert last week, both on the road. Now Carver Brown with a leadoff single from Belcock. Brown, a runner to work with. He'll take ball one on the outside from Talon Crandall. That hit there for Belcock snapped a six-strikeout streak for Talon Crandall. Now he'll have to start a new one. He gets a swing from Brown. One ball, one strike. A 7-4 Carroll lead. They led 1-0 after two. Otherwise, it's been Newell Fonda leading most of the night. They took a 2-1 lead in the third. Carroll tied it up at two. A couple more runs in the fifth for Newell Fonda. It was 4-2 for a while, then a five-inning. Bottom of the sixth for Carroll, and they're up 7-4. That last inning, there was either a pass ball or wild pitch, depending on how you cover, or how you want to say it. I went pass ball. And almost, no, I think that either hit him or that was ball four. Brown is on in the meantime. But what I was going to say, as Belcock moves to second and Brown is at first, now the Tigers will chat things over. But Carroll had four RBIs in that last inning, and then pass ball or the wild pitch scored the fifth. Is there a pitching change coming for Carroll, or do they just need another quick chat? The last time they chatted was in the fifth inning. A couple runs had just scored to go up 4-2, and then he rattled off six strikeouts in a row. Maybe that's all they need here. I don't see any movement for anyone moving to the pitcher's mound, so it might remain Crandall after a chat. Runners at first and second for Newell Fonda. The tying run would be stepping up to bat next. That'll be Thomas Mercer. He's had himself a great night. 3-for-3, all singles, two RBIs. One in the third, one in the fifth. And they'll leave things put. Eight hits for Newell Fonda tonight. Seven for the Tigers. Newell Fonda hoping to force the bottom of the seventh with a big three-run inning plus here in the top half of the seventh. A single and a walk for Belcock and Brown. And Mercer will step up here with a couple on. And he chops one to Crandall. They're going to try for the force out at third. It was almost too high for Powell, but the sophomore, making his first varsity appearance of the season, does a nice job pulling that one down. It was kind of a late call for Crandall. He had almost started spinning to first when he decided to get that lead runner out. Belcock on the way to third. Heads-up play, almost a little bit of a disaster, but they were able to make it work. It moves Brown to second. Mercer is at first. New batter now here in the five slot. Once again, batting in place of Trevor Tauber. It'll be Jack Olson. Olson with one hit on the year. He was struck out in the fifth. One of those six straight Crandall strikeouts. No balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second for Newell Fonda. And over the head. No, it's going to be a game-ending double play. Jack Olson lines to second base. Tedro hauls it in. It looked like it might go over his head, and he just has to step on second base to get Carver Brown out as well. And it's a 7-4 final score. What an exciting way to end it for the Tigers on a double play. And that'll do it for this one. The Tigers snap a two-game skid. The Mustangs fall to 2-9. Carroll is now 3-7. And we've got your Mackey Motors post-game show on the way next. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Five runs for the Tigers. That makes the difference. They go from down 4-2 to up 7-4, and they get the win. We'll recap it and hopefully grab a word with Coach Lucan, maybe a player or two as well, when our coverage continues next. You're listening to Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City, Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always. Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with a level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Designing your dream kitchen takes experience and a team you can trust. At Midwest Wholesale, we've helped homeowners bring their kitchen ideas to life for years, and now you can customize your space with beautiful, high-quality cabinetry from Kitchens Plus by Birch, crafted for style, function, and lasting quality. Stop by our showroom and see the difference for yourself. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors and helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
We return to the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Welcome to our post-game coverage on Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City, Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Thanks to Mackey Motors for sponsoring our post-game show tonight, and we will begin with a quick chat with Talon Crandall of the Carroll Tigers after their come-from-behind 7-4 victory. And they do it in exciting fashion with a big bottom of the sixth inning. They turn a double play in the top of the seventh with runners in position to maybe come back for again for Newell Funda, but Talon Crandall, congrats on a come-from-behind win. It's been a kind of a tough start to the season for you guys, but you get a win at home tonight, and you get a little drama as well. There was a stretch in the game where you struck out six straight batters after...
Six?
You struck out six in a row after the home run, and then I think you walked a guy, there was an error, and then you gave up a hit. Coach came out, had a chat with you guys. You ended the inning with three strikeouts on the next three batters, and then you began the next inning with three straight strikeouts. So to bounce back from giving up a home run, and then shortly after six straight strikeouts, what'd Coach say to fire you up on the hill there?
He always believed me. He knew it's a home run. It happens in baseball. And I knew I could strike these kids out, and just those strikes is what I can do. And curveball is working today, so get them on the curve, and then six strikeouts in a row. So,
going to that bottom of the sixth inning, you guys were down 4-2, and then you guys finally got the bats going. They had been kind of stingy to begin the night, but you guys get a leadoff hit from Willis Overmull, another hit for Sam Friel, Nolan Stitz. Watching some of those guys being thrust into the starting role tonight, and a lot of them contributed in the bottom of the lineup, including in key moments late. What'd you see as a junior, some of these guys without a lot of starting and playing experience to make big plays for you guys down the stretch?
We knew they always had it in them, but like they didn't always really get the opportunities, but we always knew we always believe in them. We believe in everyone on the team, and so we knew that they could make the key moments at the right time, and we just had to believe in ourselves.
What was the thought coming into tonight? Golly, their pitcher for most of the night, numbers-wise, looked like he had kind of struggled throughout the season, but he had maybe his best pitching performance of the season. What was he throwing that for a while he was able to kind of keep you guys at bay until that sixth inning when you guys got things going?
Well, I give a key to him. We're not really used to, like, slow pitchers. We're used to, like, conference where, like, everyone's throwing, like, high, mid-80s, 70s, and he came in through 70, so we weren't really adjusted to that so far, so... We had to get adjusted. It took us a little bit longer than we wanted to, but we got it in the end. So,
a great win for you guys. You guys are back in the win column with your third win of the season. Busy week for you. You're back at home tomorrow with Bondurant Farrar coming to town. Probably a much different experience than you guys will see on the mound tomorrow. What do you take from tonight into tomorrow and more conference games down the stretch?
Our bats. Our bats have been like our weakest thing this whole season, so... Getting it done today and showing how seven hits, that gives us a lot of momentum coming in, knowing we can swing the bat, and that's all we really need.
Unofficially, as you came in that third inning, I have you finishing with just one earned run allowed, and it was the homer. Five hits, nine strikeouts, a couple walks, and you get the W tonight. So congratulations, Carroll. You guys are 3-7, and a big part of that was you keeping them at bay after they took that 4-2 lead. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That is Talon Crandall of the Carroll Tigers. A nice pitching performance for him tonight as Carroll comes from behind. They were down 4-2 going to the bottom of the sixth. They scored five on a bunch of hits. Let's go back to that inning. Bottom of the sixth, it was five runs on three hits. There was an error, and of those three hits, there was three RBIs in there, and then a ground out that was also an RBI for Crandall. So he finishes as a batter 0-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored, but his damage tonight was done on the pitcher's mound coming in the third inning. So he gets the win. Unofficially, I have Andrew Greenfield, who comes in late and pitches the last inning. He gets the loss. Let's take a look at the batters for Carroll. They get seven hits tonight. Nolan Stitz goes 1-for-4 with a run and a pair of RBIs. Talon Crandall 0-for-3 with a run and an RBI. Trey Tassel 1-for-4. Miles Blummel 2-for-3 with a run and an RBI. Willis Overmull 2-for-2 with a run and an RBI. And he also had a double and a walk on the night. Bottom of the order, these three guys all got their first batting experience of the season. Alex Powell 0-for-2 but scores a run. He was walked. Colin Tedrow 0-for-2 with a run. He was walked. And Sam Friel, 1-for-2 with an RBI. He was hit by a pitch, and he was part of that sixth inning where they drove in four runs and then added another on a pass ball. So Carroll comes from behind. They get the win. They move to 3-7 on the year, and they turn their attention to conference foe Bondurant Farrar tomorrow. And again, Jeff Blankman will have that broadcast on 93.7 KKRL. We'll name our Culver's player of the game here in just a moment. For Newell Fonda, their stars offensively, Andrew Greenfield goes 2-for-4 with a couple runs and his solo home run in the, that was back in the top of the fifth inning. Jackson Belcock goes 1-for-4 with a pair of runs. Thomas Mercer 3-for-4 with a couple RBIs. Trevor Tauber goes 1-for-2 with an RBI, and Liam Gawley finishes 1-for-3 for the Newell Fonda Mustangs. They slip to 2-9 with their fourth straight loss, with Emmitsburg, St. Albert, and Hinton having beaten them since June 6th. We'll continue with our Mackey Motors postgame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. We'll see if we can grab a word with Coach Josh Lucan of the Tigers, or if Crandall is all we've got. The chat with Talon Crandall will be just fine for us. Our postgame show continues next, and we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game. That's next on Kick 106.7, KIKD Lake City, Carroll.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Our postgame show continues thanks to Mackey Motors. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. A 7-4 come-from-behind win for the Carroll Tigers. Five runs in the bottom of the sixth. They hold serve in the top of the seventh. They get to finish it on a double play, and we will chat now with Carroll head coach Josh Lucan. Dealing with a few starters being out tonight, you thrust some guys into starting roles that haven't had at-bats this year. You get some nice contributions offensively and defensively from those guys. Willis Overmull and Miles Blummel being asked to do more than usual. They come through with a couple hits for you tonight. Overmull with a double, an RBI as well. Talk about a come-from-behind win, and maybe when you guys were down 4-2, and I had mentioned it to Talon just a moment ago, he had given up a home run, had given up another hit, there was a walk in there, you come out and have a chat, and then he strikes out the next six batters. So I said, whatever you told him, bottle it up and save it, but kind of a roller coaster of a night for you guys.
Talk about exciting, right?
Absolutely. That good was, kind of roller coaster.
Right. It was very exciting for us. Yeah, I had a couple guys out tonight due to some unforeseen circumstances, but it's not a big deal because whoever we put in there, we have full confidence that with Talon and Trey on the mound, we're going to be able to go after some guys, find some wins. Heck of a play by Nolan Stitz to have that line drive up the middle and the two RBIs to put us ahead. I mean, that was really big for us. And then Sam Friel bunting that ball with two strikes was another great, exciting play. And then to finish it off with that double play that Carson had, I mean, you saw the flashes of greatness that we can do defensively there. And we didn't even have our best defensive lineup out there tonight. So tomorrow night we got Bondurant coming into town, and we think that our pitching circumstances are pretty good for the rest of the week, and we'll be all right for the rest of the season. I mean, we play really good defense, and offensively we haven't put it all together yet, but we're getting closer. But, yeah, good to get a W tonight.
Had a little bit of everything. Had the ups and downs. You had to come from behind win. You gave up a home run. Neither team came in with a home run. And I kind of mentioned it in the pregame. Prime home run weather tonight. Hot, steamy, sticky, and a tailwind to left field. If you can get it close, you might have a good shot. And they did. They got their first of the year. But to bounce back from that point on, I thought was the most impressive thing you guys did today. And again, kind of shorthanded guys like Alex Powell being called up from JV kind of last minute. Colin Tedrow both scoring tonight. You mentioned Friel with an RBI single on the bunt, and then Miles Blummel and Willis Overmull. So guys stepping up tonight that haven't necessarily had opportunities to step up throughout the season. What'd you learn from your guys today in this win about what you guys are capable of?
We're going to go out and compete. I mean, like, whoever we put in, we think that we can go and compete with the lineup that we have, and we've kind of emphasized to them, guys, our strength is defense, pitching, and base running. I mean, I don't know if you keep track of your stolen bases on there, but, I mean, I think we've stolen 50-plus bags already this year through, like, 8-9 games. So, I mean, we're averaging 5 or 6 per game and somewhere in that range.
I had you guys for at least 6 tonight.
Yeah, so
above average.
we definitely like to get on base and like to run and put pressure in the defense that way. And, you know, I think we have two or three hits off bunts tonight. Another key thing in our game. And as you said, yeah, wind blowing out to left tonight is prime conditions here. When the wind's blowing out of the south, it definitely carries that ball.
It needed all 362 because I think it just missed the yellow bar along the top, but might have been a fly ball to center left center field without the wind, but nonetheless, luckily for you guys there, just a solo shot leading off the inning rather than having a bunch of guys on or anything like that. But congrats on the win. It made it a fun game to broadcast. I'm sure you'd like a little less drama, but drama's in a win, not bad.
Win's a win.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, Coach Lukin, and go enjoy this one and back at it tomorrow. Jeff will be here on KKRL.
Perfect. Thanks, Nick.
That's head coach Josh Lukin of the Carroll Tigers as they get this come from behind win 7-4 over Newell Fonda. Back to name our Culver's player of the game next.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Back to name of Culver's player of the game and wrap things up from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Culver is celebrating 41 years in business, 14 years in Carroll. Culver is welcome to Delicious. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. We've got some contenders to be Culver's player of the game tonight. Let's run down the list. Some of the guys in contention, obviously you look at Nolan Stitz. He just goes 1-for-4, but he scores a run, and he drove in two runs to go from down 4-3 to up 5-4. That was a game flipper. You've also got Talon Crandall's pitching. He comes in after two outs in the third inning, pitches the rest of the way, strikes out 9, gets the win, finishes with an ERA of 2 tonight. Miles Blummel and Willis Overmull, they both pick up 2 hits on the night. Blummel goes 2-for-3 with a run and an RBI. Willis Overmull 2-for-2 with a run and an RBI. Taking a look back for Overmull, he was one of the 5 runs that scored in the 6th. He led off with a single, got them a stolen base pretty much right off the bat, and then they were able to load the bases. Sam Friel was able to drive him home on a bunt. Nolan Stitz brought home a couple more there in that 6th inning, but that's a tough call tonight, but I think I'm going to go with Willis Overmull. He finishes 2-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI, had a double. He was walked once, picked up a steal. Nobody filled up the stat sheet quite like Willis Overmull offensively tonight, and he was one of those runs that flipped the script there in that 6th inning, going from down 4-2 to up 7-4. Willis Overmull is our Culver's player of the game. And that'll do it for our Mackey Motors postgame show. As Newell Fonda scores a couple in the 3rd and the 5th, Carroll scores 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, and then 5 in the 6th. Newell Fonda now 2-9, Carroll 3-7, and then unofficially 7-4 the final score. Newell Fonda outhits Carroll tonight 8-7, 2 Tiger errors, 1 for Newell Fonda. Time of game, an hour 49, just shy of 2 hours for this come from behind 7-4. Carroll victory at home over Newell Fonda, first time playing against the Mustangs. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on Kick 106.7. I bring so long from Merchants Park. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good night, and congratulations to the Carroll Tigers on their 3rd win of the year.